您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。Facebook recently fired several Chinese employees for making money by bringing visitors to enjoy free meals in the company via a tourism platform named Chummy. Is it okay to charge people for that? And is it a kind of, quote-unquote, sharing economy?最近呢 ，Facebook 解雇了多名中国员工，起因是这些员工通过一个叫半米的旅游平台带人来公司参观、吃饭，并以此赚钱。而苹果、Airbnb 等多家公司也对此类事件进行了彻查。半米的创始人则表示，他们推广的是一种分享经济。对于这件硅谷的蹭饭门事件，你怎么看呢 ？So let's talk a little bit about what actually happened first.
I really don't have any.Sympathy of the guys who were fired. I think instead of, you know, utilizing the sharing economy tools, I think they are trying to profiting, they're trying to profit from, you know, from the company's resources. I don't mind. I think the company really doesn't mind, that they bring some family members or some friends to the company, give them a tour and then invite them to the meal. But if you have them pay you,That changes the nature of your act totally.
Yes, and if they're not really your friends, I mean, I think this is terrible, and I'm very pleased that these people were fired because they are just taking advantage of their company. I'm not a big fan of Facebook, but it is an innovative company. They might have company secrets. They don't want just anybody walking in. I'm amazed these people got through the security,、mm-hmm. although maybe the person that took them in lied and said they were friends or family members.And I think it's quite right that they were fired because they're just taking advantage of a company's generosity in providing subsidized meals, for example.、
Yeah.
That's not for strangers. That's for employees, possibly also for their family. If they go there、on their day off, they want to have a look around Facebook.、
Mm.
Fair enough. And the same with a couple of friends.But this is a terrible abuse of their position as employees of Facebook, though,
isn't it? Yeah, just take one example. One employee brought 10 people to the cafeteria in、mm. one day. That means it's like he gets 10, 20, that's like $200 per day. He doesn't have to work at all. He could just make enough money by just taking some people into the company, enjoy the free company meal. What easy job!
Yeah.
I don't think any company will encourage that.
I've just seen little light bulbs light up above all our heads.
What? Okay.
I looked really angry, do I?
No, I kind of admire the thinking behind it, in a way. I mean, you've got to admire the thought that somebody could have this
cunning
of actually making some money from bringing strangers in to look round an interesting company.Like Facebook. So, but at the same time, it's just not on. You know, you can't have strangers taking advantage and snooping around. Who knows, maybe some people from Google might have gone in there、pretending to be friends, you know, and looking
for... Oh, you could have a commercial espionage or something like that.
Or more seriously, you could have some terrorists go in there and blow the place to bits.
Exactly.
So
That's horrible.
If you're getting employees to lie to get people in there...I mean, I doubt that these people that organized it searched their bags. So, there are some very serious implications of this,、
yeah.
as well as the simply taking advantage of the discounted food in the canteen、
right.
aspect.
I、yeah. think even if without those espionage threats, this is still an issue. It's like this issue has something、mm. to do with the way the Chinese people are educated. Some Chinese people, when we talk about success or talk about somebody's,you know, being wonderful, being outstanding. We are mainly referring to their academic achievements or referring to the sort of, social status they have, they hold, and also their money, their ability to earn money. We kind of emphasize, well, this is a good person, this is a great guy because he achieved these points. But very, very few times we mention about their, you know, whether he is morally integrate. And I think this is something that we should emphasize. It's not like you can get into this company and then you are all good. I would think that Facebook is doing a wise thing. Probably these guys can bring a lot of benefits to this company. They can contribute to this company in some other ways. But doing this thing, how do you know that later on they won't, you know, later on they won't inflict any harm to the company?
Right. And I know a lot of people are blaming Chummy, the app that got this whole business model started, because they, a lot of these Silicon Valley employees said that they were sort of coerced into doing this. But I don't have a lot of sympathies for these employees, because they should have thought better for themselves, for their own sakes, before they agree to do something, whether or not it's their friend or relatives, you know, persuading them into doing it.
Totally agree with you, Xiaopo. Yes, that's right. The individual personal responsibility must come into this.
Exactly. One of our listeners, Fei Jiao, says, in dealing with this kind of scandal, a big company, and he or she means Facebook, should be a bit more tolerant. Maybe open a restaurant right outside that company for tourists to have meals in, and then they can even have either free or ticketed group tour visits to their companies, and they can make money.
I suppose so. I think firing these employees is a bit harsh. Maybe they should have just recognized their entrepreneurial spirit and said, look, yes, it's very good, but can you please stop doing it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and given them a second chance. It reminds me, now we're talking about schools, that when some authority figures arrived at our school from the government's communications department, Ministry of Defence, and they said, can all the boys who are making radar sets, can you please stop doing it, because it's illegal and it's interfering with the local air traffic control at the military airport.
Okay.
Because they knew there were people making radar equipment, homemade, in the school. And I'm not saying who it was. And they came round and had to give a stern warning about it. But no one was made an example of, and it didn't go any further, and no more radar transmissions were detected.
So this is similar as if something is lost from one of the students, and the teacher said, you know, whoever returned this to their original master, you know, nothing would happen to you, there will be no consequence.
Yes, like because there needs to be some sort of nurturing of the entrepreneurial spirit. Somebody else at our school bought lots of discounted snacks and went into competition with the school tuck shop, which is a shop where they sell sweets in the school. Mm-hmm. So there was one of the students was in competition with them, but was stopped from doing it, but the entrepreneurial spirit was admired. So I think this is what Facebook should be thinking about doing. Not firing people for being creative and innovative. It is inappropriate, but they should have just pointed that out to them. I think it's very harsh firing them. Because that's an innovative company. I mean, plus the fact that these were, I think, Chinese employees. Were they American-born Chinese or from China?
Could
but,
be both.
I mean, you know, the government, what this country needs is the entrepreneurial spirit. It's something that's being encouraged
but
on a national level.
That depends on what kind of entrepreneurial spirit it is, right? Scraping people off and taking advantage of company benefit package.
It's people that have got the thought process of entrepreneurs, but as you said, Ningjing, not the morality, because they said in their defence, this is like Airbnb. You know, it's part of a sharing economy. The thing is with Airbnb, everybody knows the deal, and it's all done with the consent of everybody.
And
the flat owner, the person, everybody.
Yes, and the flat owner actually owns the flat.
Get from this?
The flat owner knows it's going on. It's done with everyone's consent and agreement. In this case, these people were being deceptive and keeping it from their employer. And that's why they were fired, because there was deception.
Yeah, and I don't think they treat their job seriously. It's like if you spend several hours receiving those visitors, how can you concentrate on your job? What kind of contribution can you make to the company? I think I'm still, you know, quite hard on this issue. I think maybe they can think up something, and they can suggest it to Facebook, to those companies in the Silicon Valley, that you can do this. This is what I call entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
You think up something, you propose it. When everyone agrees, then it's good. It's good business for everyone. If you are doing it on the basis of cheating, I think it should be punished.
Okay, one more question. So how much do you think people would pay to come in and see us do the show then? And a meal afterwards in the Shatang?
In the CRI. I don't think the meal part will be attractive at all.
No.
But the
we'd
live studio visit, that will be quite attractive.
We'd probably have to pay them to eat the meal, wouldn't we?
But we can provide a nice cup of coffee to them. Oh, yes. That's a plus.
We do have a good coffee and affordable pizza, right?
Yeah, that's true. The pizza's very good.
Hmm. Yeah.
100 kuai?
What?
I bid 100 kuai.
You don't have to pay anything. You work here, in case you hadn't noticed.
Well, I'm considerate about our listeners. I don't want to make them go bankrupt.
For someone who just said that they're going harsh on those immoral people, this is a very high price.
I'm shocked at how quickly you've drifted into criminality.
I'm trying to tell our listeners whether this is okay. I'm not like cheating everyone. They can choose to come or not.
Yeah. But you know what though? After this story, I bet there are people doing this in other countries, in other companies that haven't thought of it. I bet this happens more and more now these entrepreneurs at Facebook have found themselves at the center of this news story.
Yeah, that's true. But yes, I do want to hear the answer from our listeners. So if anyone's interesting, would you like to pay for a visit to CRI? Plus, you know, we're broadcasting this out loud, so we're not cheating you know, our bosses, right? That's perfectly legal.
We won't charge you to get in. We'll charge you to get out.
To get out.
What?
Okay. I know this is going to be your argument. And finally, Vivian says, I think as the new trends are coming in, it would be wise for companies to revise their regulations accordingly. But it's not good and even dangerous if the employees are leading strangers into the company's property. But I guess that they thought that there's a loophole they might take advantage of.
That's the right phrase. It really is taking advantage of their employer in a really bad way.
Yeah, that's
agree.
True.